We move across to Prime Video for a new horror series arriving on Thursday, the 25th of April. It's called Them, The Scare. And here's a clip.
25 fractures in all. Only bodies I've ever seen this broken were run over by trains.
He's killed before. You don't start out this proficient at it.
I think he knew his victims. Feels personal.
This guy's left no eyewitnesses. Who could not be noticed?
The last thing we need right now is a serial killer.
Well, that's what we got, sir.
So this is the return of a Los Angeles-set horror anthology series. But yes, being an anthology series, this new batch of episodes are set at a different time, different characters, different storyline. But however, it does have an actor from the first season. You've got Deborah Iorinde plays Los Angeles detective Dawn Reeve. Now, in case you didn't see season one, that was set in 1953. It was called Covenant, and it was about a black family moving from North Carolina to Los Angeles to an all-white neighborhood. And there are quite a few films and TV series that have used the horror genre to say things about race, haven't they? Very successfully. And that's certainly what season one did. People called it Prime Video's answer to American Horror Story. It's created by Little Marvin, and it was well received, season one. So I've watched episode one of season two, and it certainly draws you in. So Detective Reeve, comes to a foster home to investigate a murder. I don't want to say too much about it. I think it's more interesting if you did see the story unfold yourself. But there's some very weird stuff has been going on in this house, and certainly when they find the body, well, yeah, it's just bizarre and really freaky and creepy and odd. That's all I'm going to say. Now, at her work, it's very kind of male dominated. You've got Wayne Knight, who was in Seinfeld. He plays her boss. You've also got Luke Evans as Edmund Gaines, who's playing this actor. He's kind of working, dressing up as a sort of kiddies character, and he's going to auditions, but he's clearly not very good. So it's unclear what his involvement is going to be, because we're also following his story at the same time, but you suspect it's not good news. Pam Grier, of course, who had a career revival courtesy of Quentin Tarantino's Jackie Brown. Well, she's in this as Dawn's mother, Athena. So yeah, it's an intriguing opening. I don't know, elements of it kind of reminded me a little bit of the film Seven, perhaps. It's got all sorts of stuff going on. Is it a serial killer? Is there something supernatural going on? Who knows? But yeah, it's certainly a fascinating opening. It's very creepy, the music, and especially the editing. Really well done to make it even more scary. So yeah, I think pretty sure horror fans are going to enjoy this. I thought it was good. What did you think, Hannah?
It's kind of, I didn't draw comparisons between Seven, but you're right, actually. It does have that kind of vibe. It's an interesting premise, as you say, and it's a little bit different. And I think that's what we're looking for, because obviously we're binging, you know, each week different things, and you see a lot of the same things. And there's in these genres, it's really hard to kind of break out from something. And I think they kind of do here. So from what I've seen so far, I'm on board with it. But do you know what? I'm a bit over the horror now. Halloween's gone. We don't need any more scares, thanks.
Fair enough.